Lucy, I'm anxious to get your reaction to all that's happened to you all. We heard a little bit of it last time. But first of all, how did you react to the diagnosis itself? How did you cope with what you saw coming? Did you go to the library and read up on ALS syndrome? And did you find out just what was ahead for you all? What's been your journey?
It's been very interesting. It's been our journey together. And initially, Charlie and I were watching a movie called The Lou Gehrig Story. And as we watched, as the actor picked up a bottle of ketchup and let it slide through his fingers, as he picked up a fork and lost it, these are exact things that Charlie had done, and we knew that that was what he had. However, when I went to the library to look up the illness, there was no mention of it being terminal. And when Charlie came home with the news from the doctor that he said, I'll live 1 year at the max, 3, I was appalled. And I think you go through a numb time where it's total disbelief. Mm-hmm. And again, Charlie looked fine. He could walk and talk. And so I think we chose to really ignore the initial diagnosis.
And it came on very slowly.
It was very slow. And so we coped with it very slowly. I remember initially thinking, oh dear, what's going to happen when he can't do all these things? And then I realized that I wasn't going to worry about that, that we were going to live for today. And the important thing we found was that we really needed to share our feelings with each other. And many times we'd cry in bed, and we thought, gee, God must really need a coach up there. And, you know, our sense of humor, Charlie's sense of humor, really has played a major role in coping. Of course, we know God has a sense of humor. But, in fact, one evening, I almost ran over him.
That's real funny.
Yes.
Do you want to explain that?
Yes. Well, I was having to drive him to school, and that was a tough thing for Charlie to allow me to do because he was losing his independence. So I put him in the car, and the car didn't start. We had a little Honda, and so I, had to get him out of the car. I walked him around to the other car, and as I was starting the other car, the Honda began to slowly come backwards down the driveway. And Charlie had trouble balancing. So his initial reaction was, I'm going to stop that car, which he had no capability of doing. He couldn't use his hands at all. But he turned toward it, and as he did, it knocked him down. And the wheel was within inches of his head as I ran around my car to stop the car. It touched his head. That's why he doesn't have so much hair on his head, he likes to tell people. But, and of course, the children came running out of the house as they heard me screaming. We got him up. You know, we were all, our hearts were all beating so hard. And he turned to me and he said, what were you trying to do? Run me over? And I said, okay, now what do I say? And luckily, that humor came through, and I said, Charlie, if I was trying to run you over, I would have used a bigger car. And it really, humor has helped us immeasurably. In fact, recently, Charlie initially, when he began to lose his strength in his hands and could no longer feed himself, he was reluctant to go to restaurants, reluctant to be seen in public where I had to feed him. However, these days now, since he's found the Lord, he is not afraid of anything. And he loves to go to restaurants, even though he cannot eat. So one evening we were there with a group of friends. The waitress brought him this giant milkshake and put it right in front of him. And I said to her, oh no, that must belong to one of the children. And I looked at the other end of the table, and they all had their milkshakes. And I looked back at Charlie, and he was sitting there with this giant grin on his face. And I said to the waitress, my goodness, who ordered that milkshake? And she said, well, I asked him if he wanted one, and he gave me the eyebrows, so I brought him a milkshake.
Right?
So I have to keep close tabs on him.
Are you flirting, Charlie, with the waitress?
Oh, Charlie's saying the Lord must have such a great sense of humor to send me on a speaking tour when I can't even speak.
You know, we have said maybe glibly through the years that the Lord can turn tragedy into triumph. It's very possible that you will touch more lives and influence far more people through your illness, Charlie, than you ever did through your whole body and through your strength and through your athletic ability.
I would like to say something. Many people come up to Charlie and say, Charlie, don't you ask the Lord for healing? And Charlie, for years, he did. He wanted God to heal him. However, now, instead of asking God to heal him, he just asked God to use him.
Uh-huh.